This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, taking some final phone calls ahead of Drew Hernandez taking over, who's about to be in the field on the Texas border. He relieves our crew on Saturday at Eagle Pass. Barry in Kentucky, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. We're talking about the doomsday system, and can we stop it? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I work as a traveling field service engineer, and I travel America coast to coast. And, you know, over the last 4 to 2 years, a lot of people maybe didn't speak the same language we do and understanding, you know, the metrics of our enemy. But most common people that, you know, are just normal people, they all feel that something is coming. There's a almost a divine communication tool that's bringing us together in a way where, you know, people are mentally prepared. And most of the time, you know, they may not know all the facets of these things, but there's a common thing that, hey, something big's coming. Hey, something's going to happen.
Their spirit knows.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's something that's very interesting. It doesn't change. You know, I go city to city, and it's always the same thing. People have a common faith that something big is coming.
And what do you think that big thing is?
Well, you know, personally, when I look at the system, I see the old world and the new world colliding. And what I see is that when those two merge and that, you know, we fight on each end, that only the people with ingenuity, only the people with, you know, common respect and common sense are going to be the ones who survive. You know, we're not dependent on the systems that feed and supply everyone. You know, we're looking for a way out, and we're looking the way to improve. So as long as we have men who are willing to stand and hold that line, we're going to get somewhere.
Brother, I'm going to take your call and post it on X. I'm going to obviously it'll be on the archives of Man Out Video, but keep giving us some knowledge.
You know, I've traveled a lot, and, you know, these white champion buses, I've called in before about this, and, you know, it's almost overwhelming. And I pull up to these travel centers and these pilots, and the employees tell me that these, you know, these immigrants come in, and you can see them. They have blue visa cards that come out with hands full. I talked before to Owen Troyer about how when I pulled up one time that the truck driver told me that it was political immigrants. And I want to say that this isn't happening in not only Memphis, you know, Florida, you know, even Colorado, California. It isn't just happening there. It's even happening in the small cities in Dayton, Ohio. We're talking about, you know, the smaller cities in the Grand Rapids.
And again, it's no matter how powerful the globalists are, there's a human will and an instinct and a spirit that will resist them if those of us that are awake, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, male, female, if we're leaders and focal points, the people are going to be there ready for the leadership.
And the liberals have already set up these places within these cities where they're pulling them into. You know, they're using information warfare better than we ever could, and we need to jump on that. You know, they have coalitions of immigrants and migrants. They're bringing them together in their
feet. Yeah, they lock them down in the third world. They starve them, and they organize them as a weapon against us. And I agree with you. It's so easy, especially if you can speak their language. They are so ready to wake up. They're the easiest group to wake up, but nobody's reaching out to them.
No, and they want people to engage with them, and they want to be recognized. And, you know, they do deserve it, but at the same time, they don't want to step on our culture. It's evident, you know. Now, we can't
It's like water. I love a glass of water, but if a dam breaks, it floods me. They're not our enemy. They're refugees of globalism, and that's where we have to understand that they're not our enemy. They're being used. But we have to still oppose the open border and the new lockdowns. They want to kill even more of them. Well, they are our people.
You know, and I've seen so many great American companies diminish to our foreign adversaries owning us. You know, I can't say enough about the industry. And America's might with machine power and, you know, machine tools is diminishing by the day. Luckily, we have a small group of young men who are interested in it. But, you know, the older guys and the older generation of the manual machinery guys.
Incredible knowledge of hundreds. God bless you. You're right. They're losing the brain trust, folks. Like I told you. My grandfather could fix his combine, string electricity, shoot a buck at 300 yards with open sights, and he could beat your ass. There ain't a lot of men like that now, folks. We're losing them. We'll be right back. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store. Humanity is not going down without a fight. And InfoWars is the fight. You found it.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I've said it 1,000 times and I'll say it again. I don't know how this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. And look what we've done together with just this broadcast. And I'm just a common man. And I'm here to find the other men and women that want to join us for the big victory. But all of it is only because of Christ. All right, let's rampage through your calls because Drew Hernandez is loaded for bear. He's about to parachute into South Texas and we'll leave our team on Saturday at Eagle Pass. Let's go to Evan in California. Evan, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Alex, I want to tie all this together really quickly. In the book of Revelation, in Revelation 9, Revelation 18, Revelation 21 and 22, every time it uses the word sorcerers and sorcery, in Greek, that's pharmakia, where you get the word pharmacy. And a lot of people thought, you know, if you listen to, you know, a lot of podcasts and things, they'll say that, you know, they were talking about drugs. No, when you tie it in today, God is warning you that the end times, that the pharmacy industry would be bringing about a death all over the world.
No, he's telling you that the literal wizards are coming after you.
Yeah, and the word in the original Greek, sorcery is pharmakia. You know what I mean? So they made that sorcerers or sorcery.
Yeah, no, that's the symbol at the pharmacy is the pot with the grinder.
Exactly. Hey, are these the last days.com is my website. And the good news about all these bad things is over 250,000 people have come to Christ through my website. And so these are the best of times and the worst of times. And I always refer to, and you know, I have 15 different websites bringing people to Christ. And I have you in every one of my websites, I'm telling people to get your news from InfoWars.
No, that's beautiful. I've seen your sites before when you mention them. Sam, again, exactly. I want to be clear. If we just lay down during this time, we lose. This, the enemy doing all this makes everybody wake up. This is the greatest time ever to actually resist.
This is revival. God, if you look throughout from Genesis to Revelation, God's people win. God's people make a statement for him that echoes throughout eternity. And this is actually our opportunity to, if I could say this in 10 seconds, I want every listener you have to adopt a city. And that means if you have a city, you look in the phone book and you call every pastor, if you go to that church or not, you confront every pastor there is in your city and you tell them that they need to look, go to InfoWars and start noticing what's really happening in the world because these are the end times. And again, are these the last days.com, my website? 250,000 people have come to Christ. And I'll tell you, I'm a guy that can't rub two quarters together. But these times make people wake up. So they know something's happening. And where before, if they had an infinity pool, they didn't care. And now they know they're all being hunted by this world. Now's the time that the
absolutely, the world is a vampire. To quote Billy Corgan, and it's coming after us, and only Christ can protect us. Thank you. All right, let's go to Max in Utah. Max, you're on the air.
First and foremost, Alex. Get behind me, Satan. Alex, I've not heard any of the callers today mention something that's crucial. I'm an electrical designer, and I've been up and down the west coast of this country, and I've noticed something in all these small towns. Our substations are not protected. There's no shielding. There's no fencing. There's
that's
no
right.
Guard
any EMP
any
or any solar flare, it's all down. That's a big deal.
Correct. Correct. So my suggestion to all of the listeners, invest in a solar generator, solar panels, wind
that's
turbines.
Right. You can't. You got to have water. You got to have food. You got to have power. You cannot trust the system to protect you. That's great advice. Instead of just talking about the collapse, be separate from the collapse now while you still can.
Exactly. And along with what one of your other callers mentioned, was when they hire all of these Leo aliens, they will not think twice about taking your arms. So know that for a fact. So another suggestion, .22 caliber pistols, rifles. They're the most affordable, easiest to get, easiest to conceal. And they may not stop a charging bull, but they will act as a deterrent, and it will come into play. Regardless if you believe it or not, at one point in the future, it will come into play. Another thing, ham radios, not satellite phones. Satellites are compromised. They are all owned by all these globalists. So a ham radio, free airways for everybody.
I hear you, and I hate being part of bankruptcy with no money. We had to get off shortwave on WWCR. Millions of listeners there. We had to get rid of that. We'll bring it back soon. Thank you. Peggy and Midwest. Peggy, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Can you hear me, sir? Yes. I'm a big fan since 08 in Texas. I just wanted to, I guess, a second, but it's fast. I think you're saying, you know, what's the big picture of the imminent collapse or what? Let's refer to 2025. Why isn't anyone mentioning in this whole time of the last 3 years, the FEMA, you were a big guy when I was in Texas, Hutto in Taylor, Texas. No one brings that up. You have millions of followers. Please, guys, research FEMA, CDC. Green Zone. First to go to the
do me a favor. Do me a favor. Slow down and talk right into your telephone because I'm not understanding much of what you're saying. I heard Hutto. I heard FEMA, but that's about it. I gotta let you go. I'm sorry. Call me back when you got a better phone line. All right? I'm trying to get through all these calls. Steve in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Been listening to you for 23 years since your Bohemian Grove visit. Calling from the occupied territory of California where we're holding it down. We took back our city council. We brought in hand-counting paper ballots. And we got in only to be overturned by Newsom, who's now outlawed our hand count paper ballots. We're not going to be allowed to do that, but we did get rid of Dominion voting machines, but they brought in something else. Now I'm calling in on the collapse because what we need to do is get these politicians. We got to get their dual citizenship taken away. Okay. That's the only way that we can get, we need real citizens in here representing us. We've got Tlaib, Omar, openly guilty of treason. I mean, these people should not be.
He says she doesn't care about America, only Somalia. She should move her ugly ass back there.
Absolutely. And then on the other side of it, you've got rhinos, you've got Schumer, Raskin, people like this. All these people carrying dual citizenships, okay?
No, I agree. Nobody should be able to be in leadership if they're a dual citizen.
We have to stop this. I don't hear anybody talking about it because those guys don't want us to bring this up. This is huge. It really is. It's one of the keys to stopping the collapse is taking away the dual citizenship. Possibly it might have been Madison that even brought that up going way back, you know, to the founding fathers had spoke about this kind of stuff.
No, they did because back then Europe had all these princelings. They were sending around to try to take over, and they said that you're right. I'm going to jump here because we got Hernandez ready to take over right now. Last caller, John in Texas. Thanks for holding. Navy Special Forces on the border. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. And as far as my opinion on the collapse, I mean, I think we're in deep, deep, deep trouble. I've seen this in other countries before, and they're very smart. They branched out in several different pinnacle aspects of warfare, right, from schools to churches to city council, and we have not manned up to fight all of these different tentacles, which are on purpose because they know we can't form up all at once and fight them problem. So we're in trouble just with that alone. The other thing is the other gentleman that talked about, I think the lawyer talked about the DNA and it transforming your DNA. This may come as a surprise coming from a special forces guy, but he's actually talking, it's even deeper than that. He's talking about your God consciousness. Once that DNA breaks, your physical body also breaks, but also the message from God consciousness messes you up spiritually. So this is a spiritual war. There's, everything they do has two or three types of things that they can do from that.
No, I agree. Breaking our electrochemical connection can lessen the amount, literally, of electrochemical connection to God. But if you cry out to the Holy Spirit with free will, God can override all that.
That's true. And so speaking of that, the one great thing I think that we're missing is, you know how we've had million man marches and all this, and they can block all that out. What we should be doing right now, even though we're fighting hard physically, is have a million man prayer. They cannot block that. Meaning, we get a pastor online and we all pray one prayer, a million people together, which would raise our God consciousness and branch that all.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right now, based upon, I mean, this alone, for those that are in U.S. government, for those that are in very influential positions of power, that have a massive voice, that have the ability to make waves overnight within 5 minutes on social media. And I know it gets complicated because of levels of classification and national security. But if you do have a way, especially if you're a Christian out there, you know, the last thing these people want, I'll tell you right now, the last thing this deep state wants is a massive movement of those inside that just blow the whistle all at once. And I'm talking about exposing their operations, exposing what they've seen, confirming everything that we've been talking about. Because what that will do, it will put them in a position where they will have to show their true colors. And those true colors are going to reveal who they truly are. And they've been doing this to an extent. And that's why people are waking up so frequently and consistently on a daily basis. Like, the Great Awakening truly is happening in waves. If you guys notice, you know, 2016, fast forward to 2020, people have, you know, truly awakened to what's going on with our so-called elections and the lockdowns. You fast forward now to 2024, people have been having to deal with the Great Reset and the installed Biden regime and Kamala Harris and all this DEI and ESG machines and critical race theory and the groomers going after children with LGBTQ nonsense and everything you could think of under the sun when it comes to that total perversion. And I mean, just 4 years of this alone, and look how much progress, people waking up. Okay, like Klaus Schwab becoming a household name is a good thing. Like especially in light of the truth and who these individuals are and Bill Gates and understanding that the death jabs are a threat to humanity. And by the way, you know, shout out to that caller that points out the fact that the Bible does, especially particularly explicitly, like in these last days dealing with pharmakei and the abuse of pharmaceuticals and drugs and obviously God. We have different remedies that could be used for good, for sickness into health. But it's the abuse. It's the ultimate abuse. And some of these so-called, especially mRNA, that's passed as a vaccine and that's passed as something that's good for humanity and that's going to save all of humanity and prevent further pathogens from spreading. When it's a total death cult. It's a pharmakeia death cult. That's what it is. It's not only an abuse, but it's also like an act of, I mean, when you're talking about black magic and witchcraft, this goes back to like, you know, even Aztecs, Mayans, they all like interface with these, you know, demonic entities using hallucinogenic drugs because they take their mind to a totally different dimension by using them because they open up portals, open up gates, and they start having conversation with these beings, and these beings prop themselves up as, you know, aliens, or they prop themselves up as pretty much anything. I mean, you look at the Bible and you just look at angels alone, right? You look at angels alone. They can appear as human beings. They can appear as they do form in front of human beings. And fallen angels do the same thing, and they're masters of deception. The point is this is I do find it interesting when you make that connection. So I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, wow, man, like Bill Gates. Like, I remember growing up as a kid and like, you know, my generation, like Bill Gates rolls out Xbox and, you know, Microsoft. They're like, oh, that's freaking awesome. Xbox Live. And you guys remember back in the day when Bill Gates, you know, like when Xbox first came out, I think he was with like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You guys remember that? I think he was with Dwayne The Rock Johnson when the Xbox was released. I don't know if it was in New York and he's up there, he's waving the Xbox. And people are like, yeah, awesome, awesome. It's just so crazy to think that, like, this guy has become, like, the forefront, like, vaccine, not only salesman, but, like, this pharmakei, like, satanic high priest that just wants to vaccinate all of humanity. I don't know. I think about it, I'm just like, wow, that's crazy. Because I remember being a kid, like, I asked the guy that, like, gave us Xbox, like, as naive, right? Like, as naive, you know, growing up as a millennial that loved Xbox and all that. But it's just, like, crazy. Like, Bill Gates literally is a supervillain, dude. Like, and other countries know this. Like, other various countries know that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, not only pushing the death jabs on all of humanity, which is obviously, it's for financial gain, and it's also, we're just a bunch of test gerbils at the same time. We're nothing but peasants to these people. We're nothing but a payout. They're monetizing humanity in the name of health and science and disease prevention and pathogens. And this is how they warp in the CDC and the World Health Organization. It's like, it really does. I guess when I think about it, it blows my mind how we're at this point and there's still people out there that are like, Bill Gates is a good guy, you know, like it's all humanitarian. And I guess that's the PSYOP, because they prop themselves up like as humanitarians, right? They prop themselves up with like their philanthropy, right? I mean, that's what Jimmy Savile did, right? He propped himself up like, we're building hospitals for orphans. Turns out the guy's like raping kids in the damn hospitals in the process. See, but that's like, that's biblical. And what I mean by biblical is like the devil masquerades as an angel of light. Like they prop themselves up as some kind of hero or like protector of humanity, right? And now we're like in the age of the future. Or now we're dealing with the advancements of AI and Elon Musk announcing that, you know, brain chips are now getting installed in the brains, right, of human beings. And it's for health purposes. And who knows, maybe Elon's intentions are good in that it's, he wants it for health. And maybe someone's going to come along someday and totally hijack it and weaponize it against humanity. It's not that technology is evil. It's just that technology can be used for good or evil. It's just who's the individual behind the button, you know, like who's the individual behind the coding? Who's the individual behind which direction this technology goes? And I just think when you make that connection, I thought that was interesting, that connection with Pharmakia, and you look at Bill Gates and the pharmaceutical industry, it is just like in your face. Like it is in your face. And the thing about it, is not only is it like the reality of the abuse of drugs and the abuse of so-called medicine, that's what they're trying to pass it as, right? It's a total deception, but it turns into some kind of cult. And like we saw this post-2020. Like we saw this with the great high priest, Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates right there just pushing the jabs. You need to get the vaccine when it's available. You need to wear 5 masks. And then when you get a vaccine, that's not going to be enough. You need 5 more. And then that's not enough. Right now, Bill Gates is funding this new tech where it's like a patch with microneedles, right? Microneedles are the future, apparently, now. They're going to get away from the syringes. And soon you're going to see Stephen Colbert, you know, pushing the the death jab patches at his cringe late night show, right? They're all going to be dressed as patches. You know, just running around singing some gay cringe song. Who else sang those songs? That was it, Jimmy Fallon. That guy's cringe, dude. Even before like all this woke stuff, Jimmy Fallon was never funny. But anyways, that's not the point. The point is this: is it turns into this like new religion, right? Like it turns into this. Well, wearing a mask and taking the jab—that's not only a political statement, but it shows you just exactly who you really are and where you stand. You stand for humanity. If you don't, well, then you're a threat. Same thing with the climate change death cult. We'll be right back. We have a lot more in store. Don't go anywhere.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now. InfoWarsStore.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, Info Warriors, you are now inside the Info War. Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez, for the remainder of the hour. And yes, as Alex mentioned before he handed me over the baton, yes, I'll be going down to Eagle Pass, Texas, on behalf for InfoWars.com, Band.video, to continue the work, the great work that the team already down there has been doing the past few days into the weekend and a little bit into next week as well. So if you guys want to follow me on X, we'll be putting out reports as well, Band.video, InfoWars.com. If you'd like to follow me on X, go to @DrewHLive, @DrewHLive, and make sure to turn those post notifications on. So you guys don't miss any of the great reports coming up. Excited about that. Also, you guys can follow me on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez, rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. I go live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Salute to all the base stock criminals out there. All right, let's continue. I mean, you could just really tell by the treatment and the intentional hypocrisy. I think in like 2015, 2016, it was like, you know, it was like really popular to create content where it's like, look at the hypocrisy between, you know, the left and the right. Look at the hypocrisy. And like no one really questioned as to why is there hypocrisy there? Is there an intent behind the hypocrisy? Is it more than just a gaslight? Or is there something deeper really going on? And that's why I started off the broadcast kind of piggybacking off of what the callers were talking about, because I think that is part of this great awakening, waking up to the that, listen, dude, like this whole two-party system is meant to keep you psychologically locked into one mindset for the rest of your life. You don't question anything behind any of these politicians. Where the bad guys are the Democrats because you have a few ideologies that align with the Republicans or vice versa, Democrats either way. And there's really nothing outside of that, right? And there's only one good guy and there's only one bad guy. And depending on your political ideology, that's how you form your worldview. And if I'm Satan, and if I'm the devil, I'm sitting back thinking, well, I'm just going to psyop this individual into believing that the good guys could never be infiltrated by anybody evil. And then sit there and wonder why there's so much hypocrisy coming from the so-called good guys that they have sided with maybe their whole lives. If you're like a lifelong Republican voter, finally getting red-pilled to the reality that there's a little more going on here and that the Republicans do not give a damn about you. You think Mitch McConnell cares about you? You think Mitt Romney cares about what's going on with your life? Like, you think these rhinos are losing any sleep about you and about what Joe Biden is being used to do to push this total global totalitarian rule in the United States of America? Of course not. Of course not. That's why I said, like, in U.S. government or any positions of power, like, there needs to be a mass movement. Like, imagine all in unison at once. It's this mass, undeniable movement of whistleblowers coming out and telling the truth about what's really going on inside that damn White House, about what's really going on inside of the CIA, what's really going on inside of the FBI, what's really going on in, who knows, state capitals, within governors' administrations. Okay, like that is what these people fear, and that's the info war. Because this information coming out, like, if it comes out in like a massive wave like that, there's really not much they can do. Yeah, they could try and mass censor all over, you know, big tech, Facebook, Meta, Instagram. I mean, there's still some serious levels of censorship on X. Anybody denying that is just probably some kind of Elon simp and is unwilling to speak out against their master, or is just not living in reality. There are still thousands, probably millions of people severely deboosted on that app, which, you know, freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom of reach. Am I right, America? Am I right? It just blows my mind that people have accepted that. So there's that. But I think like as something like that comes out, like that's like a major push, like a freedom movement of information, a flow and a tsunami and a wave coming from credible individuals, where they're going to have to resort to some pretty drastic tactics to try and put that to rest. And what does that communicate to the rest of humanity? What does that communicate to the rest of the general public and those that are still within the matrix and those that are still within the simulation? Like, they start to notice, like, breaches, right? They start to notice cracks in the ceiling. They start to notice cracks in the sky. I'm speaking metaphorically. Like, their mind begins to see that not everything around them is as it really seems. And everything they've been told is actually something that's meant for them to see and to listen to and to believe, to form a worldview that keeps them psychologically locked into one way of thinking for the rest of their lives. And I think that's going to require a lot of people from within, because that's like a massive red pill that I would be interested to see, like, how the deep state, how this like global new world order, right? Like all of these NGOs and these globalist WEF proxy, right? Nonprofits, the 501c3s and the C4s, even the media. I would love to see how the media would deal with something like this, because it's really undeniable. And we've seen a few whistleblowers, like, they will all be designated as traitors. They will all be designated as threats to national security. Meanwhile, right? Meanwhile, James O'Keefe, you know, I don't know if he actually posed as like a homosexual. I don't know, like, to be able to get this gay guy in the White House to tell him everything. But it's just like, James O'Keefe just has to show up as James O'Keefe, right? Like, it's that simple. It's that simple. Like, to infiltrate, all right, cybersecurity chiefs in the White House, all right, these executives in the White House, and they're just telling them everything, all kinds of information. It really is that easy. But I think the point is this, and the point is, like, if that's really how easy it is right now in 2024, where will we be in 10 years? Where will we be in 20 years? But all that is by design, because within the InfoWar, those psychological operations are taking a toll. And I think you're watching it. Like, you're watching it all around you. Right? You're watching all of this all around you, where they weaponize, right? They weaponize intelligence agencies and they designate patriots as threats to democracy. Meanwhile, you have legitimate national security threats in the White House leaking internal White House information to James O'Keefe, thinking they're going to, like, you know, have, I don't know, this guy probably thought he was going to have like some kind of like gay homo rendezvous with James O'Keefe at the end of the little dinner, right? But it's that easy. That's my point. Like, they are already like, they themselves are threats to national security, in my opinion. If you ask me, like, look at the Biden crime family. Who's really behind Mitch McConnell? Look at Carrie Lake. Right? Arizona Republicans are telling her, how much money do you want? Because they'll pay you off if you just go away for 2 years. And there's very powerful people out there that you don't want to make mad. You see, all of this tied together is the reason why there's so much compromise and bribery and destruction within not only American politics, but American culture, every influential institution in our culture. But they can't shut everybody up. And, you know, see, that's part of it, is like this whole cancel culture fear of, well, I'm going to lose my job if I say something. I'm going to lose my position. I'm going to lose, you know, I'm going to get called a white supremacist. I'm going to get called a racist. I think that's where they're really grabbing people by the balls, like, seriously. And I get it. I get it. If, like, you know, you are within U.S. government and it's a big ask, you know, for like a wave and a movement of whistleblowers to come out and just speak the truth. But maybe that's what's necessary right now. Like, do you love your country more? Like you really got to ask yourself. I think this is what it comes down to. Do you love, ultimately, if you're a Christian, right? Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And if you truly are a Christian, like, you have God's Holy Spirit, and any form of tyranny is always going to be a threat to you and your reality as a Christian, because you've been truly freed by Christ. But I think it ultimately comes down to, like, well, do you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Doctrine in the Bible or the gospel, because they put fear into your family. You see what we did to your dad? You see what we did to your Christian dad? He's gone forever in a concentration camp. He's gone forever, and we'll do that to your entire family. You continue with this Christian nonsense, well, then we're going to do this to your entire family. I mean, that's what Jesus warned us of, right? They hated me, they're going to hate you more. And those that desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, they shall suffer persecution. The ultimate persecution, being a born-again Christian, just that reality and living out that lifestyle, I think we're going to start to see some increased levels of that persecution. I don't think we've seen anything yet as Americans, to be honest, because Christian persecution, according to not just church history, but human history, we've seen some serious levels. Even the first century of the church in the book of Acts. I mean, that's what it says. They crucified Jesus. Like they conspired to murder Jesus. Right, the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious Jews of that day conspired to murder Jesus. This is Bible. This is the gospel story. This is like Sunday school basics, right? And then even post that, they did the same thing to his followers. The book of Acts, to the point of murder, like to the point of murder, right? Right, like literal religious terrorists slaughtering Christians, abducting them and imprisoning them. Why? For simply identifying with Christ and living it out. So I think America's time has come. I'm not saying thus says the Lord. I'm not claiming to be a prophet, but I do think America's time has come where you're going to start to see some increased levels of persecution, right? Like for simply being a Christian, that's it. For simply being a Christian, living it out, people are going to hate you. Like, you stand on biblical doctrine, people are going to hate you. They will hate you, and they won't even know why. And they will seek to destroy you. All right? And obviously, through these levels of cancel culture, I think we're identifying that levels of it. But I think we have a lot more down the road. And like I said, if you're the type of individual where, you know, you just kind of like live off of hopium, right? And you don't base yourself in reality. The majority of the New Testament are the apostles communicating to a persecuted church, a persecuted people, persecuted Christians that were dealing with death, right? Like even Rome itself, like targeting Christians and slaughtering and burning pastors alive, and the Colosseum is entertainment in front of their families while the crowds chant, "Deny Christ, deny Christ, deny Jesus Christ." And they didn't. You know what's interesting about that, too, is like when they would do that, when they would persecute like pastors or just fathers, just Christian fathers, and they would like rape their wives and incinerate their children in front of them. Deny Christ or we're going to rape and burn your entire family alive. Where's your God? Where's your God? Call on your God. Like real satanic stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of reports in church history of, you know, the Romans would show up. You know, it was like a form of entertainment, right? It was like a form of entertainment to come and watch. And like, whoa, look at this. And like sometimes these pastors and these fathers, they wouldn't bow, dude. Like they couldn't deny Christ. Like even at that point, like they could not deny the reality of who they were, born again Christians. And that's what I'm talking about. Like there have been some serious levels of persecution in human history. But like as they would do that, they would preach the gospel to the audience. Crazy, and like people would be devastated. Like the Holy Spirit would work in that. People would be devastated. Like, whoa, this person is preaching the gospel to all of us while his family is being incinerated. This is some heavy stuff. And people would just give their lives to Christ in the middle of that. Like that's what I'm saying. Is like I don't want to see America go down that path. However, I've been warned by Jesus Christ. That's a path that we may have to go down possibly in our lifetime. And so I just think we have to be mindful of that. You know, I don't think that's like a doom and gloom message. I don't think that's a black-pilled message. We hope in God. God could turn this around immediately, but we're living Romans chapter 1. This is a depraved, reprobate society that God has given over to, okay? Like we're living in that. And so if society does not want to submit to the Lord Jesus Christ, there's going to be a serious consequence. What that looks like, I don't know. All I could point to are examples of national judgments because God demanded repentance and it did not happen. And over time, God's patience, his forbearance, his long suffering does have its limits. Don't test God, dude. Straight up. You know, this is why I tell people, like, I mean, this has happened in biblical history with the children of Israel, and this is, I mean, just read the book of Judges, read their whole history, coming back to God, going away, massive persecution, or some kind of natural disaster, huge scenarios that God allows to get people to wake up and come back to them. America's no different. Hey, America is not immune to that. And I would argue if America is going to face a time like that, it's probably around right now. However, unless there's like some serious national repentance, I'm talking about like people like Lil Nas X truly coming to repentance and coming to Christ. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about people like Joe Biden just one day coming out and giving his life to Christ, right? Like I'm talking about people like Hillary Clinton giving their life to Christ. I'm talking about you name it, right? I'm talking to like when Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates gives their life to Christ. And I'm talking about like collectively the United States of America, like this national repentance, this LGBTQ psychotic community, all these groomers and these transhuman perverts and all these NGOs that are pushing for the collapse of American sovereignty, which is anti-biblical, by the way. I'm talking about that. That's what I'm talking about. Right. Because like if you're an info warrior, you're a based, you know, born again Christian out there. You're like Drew, like and the church. Like, and the church that's all bowing down to sodomy and homosexuality will not take a stance against anything to save their lives, dude. Like, basic biblical truths, like marriage, man, woman, not that hard. Can't take a stance on that? Well, all right, then. Like, God's going to have to figure something. I mean, I don't like to say that because God has it all figured out, but God is going to have to roll something out that is going to really gain the attention of Americans. And I think we're seeing it. I don't think that's black-pilled. I think that's just being real. Like, from a biblical perspective, where we really are at. And however, I think, and I agree with Alex, that this whole border invasion and the collapse of American sovereignty is the biggest issue. It's up there of our time in American history. It's up there, way up there. Like, this is a full-scale replacement migration invasion of the West. And you're going to start to see consequences here and there. These illegals are already raping and murdering autistic girls. Not even joking. Like, I'm being dead serious. Anyone can go find this in the news. It's been happening. It's been happening more frequently. These illegals are, they're molesting the physically and the mentally disabled. And now they're assaulting police officers, the NYPD. And then they're released with no charges or no consequence at all. Not even a slap on the wrist. They just release them. And they catch them on video and they're just, you know, they're flipping off everyone in the camera. Yeah, that's going to continue to happen, guys. Look at what they did in France. Look what they did in Germany and Europe with this full-blown replacement migration agenda and operation. I mean, this is why I totally support Trump. And I think when Trump was in Vegas, total viral video, if you guys didn't see it, just comes out and says, you know, immediately in my administration, 2025, you will see the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. And I'm totally for it. I'm totally for it. You want to know why? Because like this comes, like, does it really have to get that bad to where like your daughter gets molested, gets raped by some dirty illegal that doesn't even belong here? It's like, I don't care what your politics are. All right, evil, all right, doesn't care what your politics are. Could care less. They just want you naive and blind into thinking that this could never happen to you. It's never happened to my family. Never happened to my daughter. These illegals aren't a problem for me. That's only a problem for Texas because they're a border state. That's only a problem for Arizona and California because they're a border state. No, we're all border states. You want to know why? Because this is our sovereignty we're talking about. And these people are not only invading Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, you name it, even the northern border, they're being deployed throughout the entire United States. And dude, unfortunately, like, people are gonna have to experience. They're gonna have to experience how devastating this really does become on American families in order for them to finally wake the hell up. I mean, look at the blacks in Chicago, they know what's up. They're pissed. Like, but unfortunately, it took the illegals to get to Chicago, start to replace them all in order for them to wake up. I'm not shaming them for waking up a little too late. Better late than never, but we got a lot of work to do. So I'm all for mass deportations of these illegals. They don't belong here in any way, shape, or form. My name is Drew Hernandez. Make sure to go follow me, guys, at Drew H Live on X. I'll be down at Eagle Pass for Infowars.com band.video this weekend. Follow me on Rumble.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.